Hi, Sam.
Hi, Tanya. How was your journalism class today?
Oh, it was so interesting. Dr. Wagner spoke about journalistic hoaxes. A lot of them were like harmless April Fool's pranks, done just for fun. But some were meant to make a point. And some of the hoaxes really took people in and scared them.
Oh, how well I know that. I experienced a frightening journalistic hoax in Belgium firsthand when I was a student there.
In Belgium? Dr. Wagner didn't mention anything about a hoax in Belgium. What happened?
Well, it was the middle of December. We were watching TV when it was reported that the Dutch-speaking part of Belgium had declared independence.
You mean it had become a separate country?
Well, that's what the guy on TV said anyway. He seemed perfectly credible, and we all thought he was, you know, trustworthy. I mean, there's always been some tension between the north and south of Belgium, and the report even showed King Albert II and Queen Paula getting on a plane as if they were leaving the country.
That must have been scary.
Oh, definitely. People were frantic. Thousands of viewers called the TV station trying to find out what happened, and so many people went to their website that it crashed.
Wow. People were really in a panic, huh?
Yeah, but get this. It was all phony, just a hoax cooked up by the TV station. After about a half hour, they put up a message saying, "This is fiction." But it was too late. The damage had already been done.
So, why did they do it?
The station claimed to have broadcast the phony story to call attention to the political and economic issues between the North and the South. The story was so believable that some foreign ambassadors in Brussels called authorities to find out what was going on.
Gosh, what an incredible hoax.
It really was. But eventually, things calmed down. But even the head of news at the TV station admitted that the hoax had scared more people than they had expected.
Wow, what an amazing experience. I can't wait to tell my class about it tomorrow.